When the writer Atish Tasir went to the holy Indian city of Benares, he remembers watching a group of Brahmins having a discussion in Sanskrit, the language of the ancient Indian texts.
And I thought, how crazy that this was not part of my education. How crazy that I consider myself a thoughtful a person who likes reading, who likes the life of the mind, that I should know about the different Homeric schools, but that this side of what is so clearly an intellectual inheritance, we were sort of steered away from it.
Atish wanted to understand an older India that had been lost in the English medium India people like he and I had been raised in. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata, and I was speaking to Atish at the Tata Steel Kolkata Literary Meet. His travels in Benares had yielded a new book, The Twice Born, Life and Death on the Ganges. But I was curious about something else. Benares is the heart of conservative Hindu India. And Atish is an Indian man, but born to a Pakistani father and an Indian mother. And he now lives in New York with his husband. I wondered which bit of his identity would have shocked the people he met more. Gay, he said, was just too alien and absurd.
It would have been like marrying a tree. And it would have just been something that would have been like absolutely absurd rather than horrifying. Whereas the Muslim thing, they would have known what to do with on the level of like, it would have produced a much more visceral reaction.
Atish is experiencing that visceral reaction now. His cover story about the elections in India for the international edition of Time magazine was headlined Divider in Chief. And a firestorm has broken out with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's incensed supporters. There is a protest petition. Atish's late Pakistani father is being touted as proof that he's not really an Indian. He tells the news anchor Barkha Dutt on a news show that this is an attempt to delegitimize what he has to say.
And it's again that kind of Muslim dog whistling, you know. If you're not pure enough, if you're not Hindu enough, you don't have the right to speak.
When Narendra Modi came to power in 2014, many liberals feared that this kind of Muslim baiting would rise. Modi's party is described as Hindu nationalist. But at that time, Atish had been hopeful. He felt that the Congress party that had ruled India for most of 70 years since independence was too elitist, corrupt, dynastic. Modi, the son of a tea seller for whom English did not come naturally, represented the yearning and anger of millions who wanted to get ahead. The old order needed to go. In a sense, this was India's culture war, not about abortion or same-sex marriage, but about what being Indian meant and what being westernized meant and where the two would meet. Atish says westernization in India is more about imitating the trappings of the West rather than integrating the values.
That the West is not simply about wearing these clothes or having a nice drink or about listening to some music, that there's a moral landscape that is far more important.
Until you integrate the values, you can never be yourself everywhere. Atish says his husband, Ryan, is the same person wherever he is in New York, or at home in the Bible Belt.
Ryan, my husband, always scolds me for this. And he's like, you know, whenever there's even a sort of older South Asian gentleman that are like, you know, perhaps like in a taxi or in a restaurant in New York, I immediately sort of pretend Ryan's my friend. But it actually speaks to a deeper problem, which is that these people are willing to defend their position. Ryan is certainly willing to defend his. And I cannot help but be full of apology.
This is the apology of those of us who grew up in India, enjoying the benefits of an English education, of colonization, but always afraid of not being authentic enough. Those fault lines are sharper now.
The political victory occurred, but the cultural, the structural cultural problem that had brought about the political victory remained unchanged. The Indian who speaks Hindi or who speaks a regional language, who's in possession of his culture, the odds are stacked against him. He comes into a world that is still made by people in positions like ours.
Atish says Mr. Modi has fallen back on the politics of revenge and polarization to win the election. And the old opposition has not learned its lesson either, serving up the same leaders, the same options.
Like, I don't think that that India is going to come back. I don't love Donald Trump. But if now, after Donald Trump, you said to me, oh, here's Hillary again, I would say no. I would say no. The electorate threw a bomb. And in a democracy, that explosion can be contained. But the anger of 2014 was real.
That anger is still roiling through the election in India over this long, hot summer. On 23rd May, India will know the results. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.